Okay, quiet on set. Roll up.
Let's get back to the KVTA Morning Show with Spence.
Now that's what I call all-American.
On News Talk 1590 KVTA.
It's 8:41 Wednesday morning, February 26th.
Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. It was about a year ago, Workforce Wednesday featured a job development program called NDOG. That's NDWG. This was a terrific opportunity for dislocated workers in Ventura County to obtain training and temporary jobs doing repair and cleanup on public lands, campgrounds, and parks decimated by the Woolsey and Hill fires. The WDB partnered with Goodwill Industries to implement the program, and here to talk about what has been accomplished in the last year and new opportunities on the horizon are Tracy Perez, Marketing Manager, Manpower Serving Ventura County, and WDB Chair. Also, Alex Renteria, Workforce Services Manager, Goodwill Industries of Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Good morning. How are we today?
Good. Good morning.
It's great to see you in studio this morning. Thank you for coming in. First of all, it's always the cliche of time flying. Remarkable that this started a year ago. It's really incredible. So let's start off with Tracy to remind us all what NWDG, NDOG, the program is about and how the WDB became involved.
Well, thank you. Yeah, so NDOG is really about opportunity, like you described. You know, there was significant damage to our beautiful landscape and due to those fires. And so the grant is really about providing opportunity to dislocated workers to repair and build those, rebuild that area while receiving valuable training. It was really a win-win opportunity for the county. The National Disaster Worker Grant was received because of those, and so our workforce board was the recipient of that grant, and through our partnership with Goodwill as the provider, we're excited that we had this opportunity in Ventura County.
So let's go to Alex now. Good morning, Alex. What sites or projects have been completed over the last year, and are there any ongoing current work sites, and how many jobs and training opportunities were created by this over the year?
Whoa, that's a lot to go over.
Yes. So start now. We're all going to go take a break, inform the people.
We've worked with various different organizations. We've worked with the Santa Monica Mountain Conservation. We are currently working in Simi Rancho, actually in the Oak Park area. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of local parks that were affected in that area, and I don't think anyone realized that that area got hit really hard. We've been able to rebuild hiking trails over at what is that? Oh my God, I had a.
Are we up in Ojai?
No, we're not in Ojai. We're all. It's all in the. In the Los Angeles National Forest area as well. We've had crew members successfully come mm-hmm. through that have been dislocated from work for a long time.
Sure.
We've been able to also work with the we didn't get a chance to work with the City of Thousand Oaks, but we did reach out to them. So their areas were cleaned up. We did get a chance to work with other local nonprofits as well, too, because L.A. City also got the grant. So we had to kind of partner up and distribute the land, I guess, to repair. So it's been a great opportunity. I myself have learned a lot about restoring land. Never thought I would know anything about that. But our crew members are great. I want to share a story. I think I'm jumping along, but I want to share a story about a young man who actually came to us. He had not worked for over 10 years because he was taking care of his sick uncle. And his name's Michael, actually. And Michael came to us because he didn't even come to us. Someone was helping him come to us. He had been taking care of a sick uncle, and their home burned down. Whoa. After their home burned down, because he wasn't on the property lease or anything, there was no assistance for him necessarily. So he was camping underneath underneath Balboa, a bridge over in Balboa area. in a tent with his dog. It was a sad, it was, I mean, I've been working in this.
Does he now call him
N-Dog? Right?
That would be totally awesome if he did. But here's one of the things that we learned from this. And nobody wants a disaster. But the one thing when these disasters strike, they do create opportunities for businesses to, I mean, think of all the builders that got work out of this. Mm-hmm. If you go back to the Northridge earthquake, all of the opportunities that mm-hmm. that brought in, and also improving things. So the great thing about what this program did and what you folks are doing is a disaster happened. It was horribly tragic. People lost their homes and were put out of work. But from this, you know, we're developing this program that has helped out a lot of people. So when we talk about helping out the people, you get into things like dislocated workers. So Tracy, with the NDOG job opportunities available to what they call dislocated workers, could you help explain to the folks out there who is that? You know, if somebody's interested in that, how do they know if they qualify as a dislocated worker?
Right. Dislocated worker sounds kind of unusual, but it's actually someone who may have lost their job because of layoffs or global trade or other economic transitions. But since the NDOG program is focused on disaster relief, the qualifications for this program are unique. So it could be an individual who, say, was permanently or temporarily laid off as a consequence of that Woolsey fire. Maybe they worked for a landscape company, you know, and that landscape company lost work because of the damage. Mm-hmm. It could be someone who maybe is long-term unemployed, so a worker who has been unemployed for 27 weeks. This grant is actually providing opportunities for those individuals as well with some work. Self-employed individuals who became unemployed or significantly unemployed because of the fire. So there's a myriad of ways that, you know, a dislocated worker could be identified under this.
So, Alex, with this and short-term jobs, a number, broad number, round figure on how many jobs were created?
So far, we've been able to create jobs for 24 individuals. Out of those 24 individuals, we have successfully placed 5 outside after they've completed their hours. They've gone on to other projects through the second part of this grant.
So making it somewhat of a permanent job.
Correct. So 5 of them have moved on to permanent jobs. Some of them are still crew members with us. It's great success stories that we've had with some of our participants. We had a gentleman who was working at a sandwich shop in the mountain area, and as a result of the fire, it was closed for a very long time. It didn't burn down, but it was mm-hmm. closed for a very long time, so he lost wages. He actually now is making over $70,000 in a marketing job. So he went back to he was able to get a little training that he needed through this program, and he was able to go back into a sustainable job.
Boy, and probably ramped up his position as a salary earner much, much higher than he was
Correct.
Before.
So he'll never have to face these obstacles again if a natural disaster happens, because with his industry he can work anywhere now.
These stories are the ones we want to hear. So, Tracy, as market manager for Manpower, how important are these types of programs for training and upskilling? We love that, because that's definitely a person who was upskilled with the job seekers in Ventura County.
Oh, it's extremely important. You know, at Manpower, we work with businesses in all industry sectors locally. So we see a high need to ensure our workers receive training. And really, upskilling is the word of the future, right? Because mm-hmm. Especially when we're in an age where technology, the digital economy, those are going to create emerging jobs that we don't even know what skills are needed for those yet. And so the focus to upskill and receive even skilled trade training is really important. You know, what these individuals learned on this project, like she said, we don't know, we never imagined that we could provide that type of training. You mm-hmm. know, that requires a special skill set to be able to bring back that beauty to its natural state. And so there's that type of training. But, you know, at Manpower, we really believe in that. On the workforce board, that is our focus, to ensure that we understand the skills needed, that we're working with local employers to make sure that we provide opportunities to get that training so that we can hear success stories like Michael, where he went from being, not having the skills to advance and then having an opportunity through this program to not even earn wages, to earn wages, excuse me, and then to also parlay that to upskilling and now creating a great opportunity.
This is almost like an apprenticeship that's paid. You get into this without any knowledge of what it is. You pay attention, you work hard, and you end up increasing your stature in the community and also making some really good money. So let's throw this one out to both of you. One of the issues that we have sometimes with these programs, great, that's over, now what? But the NDOG program will continue. It doesn't end here. So tell us about future funding that may become available for more of projects and a new job and training opportunity for folks that could be happening in the near future.
Correct. So like I said, I learned that when a natural disaster like this happens, you have to wait a full year to assess the land and see what can actually be removed permanently, mm-hmm. such as trees. So there's so many trees that got burned, and they had to wait a whole year. It's been a year since the fire, so now we do have a lot more land to work on based on these trees that need to be removed. So our crew is actually getting trained on how to properly remove trees and break them down in a chainsaw. This is all stuff I never thought I'd be learning, FYI. I thought, mm-hmm. oh, I'm going to work at Goodwill. I just have to learn how to, you know, work with people, not use a chainsaw, but hey.
Unless it was really necessary.
Also got upskilled. So this program actually has a second increment, and we're actually looking to, hopefully it'll kick in April, May. But we are definitely always taking new participants. You can stop by for orientation. There's plenty of work, and there's also plenty of training opportunities available through this program.
As long as people are flexible, willing to learn, and come into a program like this, they could really advance. So what do you think? Any additions to that?
Yeah, so, you know, I always want to add, at the America's Job Center, we have a lot of opportunities for job seekers to come in. You can get assistance with resume writing. We have workshops for resume writing, job search assistance, job resources. Those are all at no cost. So if someone is interested, they can visit our America Job Center of California, which is located in Oxnard at 2901 North Ventura Road. You could also go on to our website at VenturaCountyAJCC.org.
That's where it is. Well, thank you very much for coming in this morning. And amazing to think that it was just about a year ago that we featured the NDOG program, and now it has proven to be really beneficial for a lot of people. Along with that, the benefit the community gets from and the improved park lands and improving the areas that did get devastated by this fire. So nice work. Thank you so much for coming in. To learn more about participating in the NDOG program, please call the local Goodwill office at 805-981-0130 and ask for Alex Renteria. That's 805-981-0130 for the Goodwill office. If you are an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. That's WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. Once again, thank you so much for coming in. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to WorkforceVenturaCounty.org.
Take 54 KVTA.